Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Stewart Assistant Fire Chief Stephen Martinson.
So the summertime brings with it a lot of activities that people take part in outdoors. One of those, namely, being people like to grill out when it's nice outside. Now, what should people remember when they are grilling and have that open flame as well as using propane?
I think for the most part, as long as, you know, using grills and everything like that, is maintaining somebody being around it at all times, you know. A lot of times, especially during the summer, people are having get-togethers. There's a lot of kids running around. And I guess my main recommendation would be just maintain that it's being monitored at all times. You come across grills that get flipped over and knocked over and on somebody's back porch, and then that catches on fire. And it's just not a good day for anybody at that point.
Now, in terms of, you know, using that grill, you know, you mentioned make sure that people are monitoring that at all times. You know, in terms of spacing, where should they have their grill in relation to other buildings like their house?
I don't know if there's an exact spacing. Personally, I'd stay away from, you know, the house or the porch as far as possible. You know, sometimes you'll see people that have their grill set up inside their garage just right at the overhead door. That's typically not a good idea, because sometimes if you're using the charcoal or something like that, they do sometimes send embers up. And if it gets windy or there's a draft through there, it could just be a dangerous situation all the way around. So as far away from any structure as possible.
Now, in terms of other activities that people may be taking part in outdoors, another fan favorite activity during the summertime is having a bonfire. Now, if someone is planning a bonfire, should they call their local fire department before they do that, or how should they proceed with that?
Absolutely. That's actually a really good question. We run into this a lot. They wouldn't necessarily need to call the fire department. A lot of times when we come across somebody will call in a fire outside of town, well, 9 times out of 10, it's usually a controlled burn. Somebody's burning their brush pile or, like you said, a bonfire. What we try to encourage everybody to do is to call county dispatch, whether that be in Guthrie County or the Adair County side, and let them know, you know, how big the fire is going to be and the exact location. So that way, if a passerby drives by and doesn't see anybody out there attending it, then dispatch can let them know, hey, we already got this. We know this is a controlled burn, so there's really no emergency at that point.
Now, in terms of that, if they were to have a bonfire or even a controlled burn, as you mentioned, and it were to get a little bit out of hand, what should they do? Should they then call, you know, dispatch or the fire department?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the first thing we recommend. Even if it's just slightly out of control, call us first. You know, don't try to put it out yourself and risk getting burned. When they call us and we get en route to the scene, if they can have it put out before we get there, we'd always rather be on the way than get there in time rather than get there too late, you know?
Now, kind of in relation to that, in the event that something were to catch on fire, whether that be someone is grilling too close to their house and it catches a deck on fire, or maybe their bonfire has gotten a little bit out of control, you know, what action should people take in the event that that happens?
First step is always call 911, try to get a fire department head that way, especially if it's at somebody's house or on their back porch. You know, we like to get as early of a response as possible. That way we can get there in time to prevent any further spread of that fire. Also, if it is on the house or the back porch and it's a windy day, that can spread rather quickly. Make sure that all the occupants are out of the house. You know, everybody's out of what we would call the hot zone. So yeah, I just say make sure to call the fire department. We can always get disregarded if you get it under control before we get there.
Now, kind of, you talked about it a little bit there. Would this be an incident where should people try to do anything to try to put out the fire themselves, or should they just wait for those first responders to get there to take care of it?
Honestly, in my opinion, it all really depend on the severity of it. I mean, if it's a small fire where they think they can probably get it out with their garden hose, if they can catch it quick enough, then yeah, absolutely. Anything helps at that point. But if the fire is a magnitude bigger than what they can handle, I just say, you know, step back and definitely get us en route. And like I said, make sure everybody's out of harm's way.
Now, in the event that someone is either at a bonfire or a campfire or maybe even grilling and they were to receive a burn, what is the best thing that they can do?
Definitely seek medical attention right away. Really going into the EMS side, you know, that all really depends on how severe the burn is. You know, some of the lighter burns, they can be treated at home. Mostly, you know, quick contact burns against a grill or a really bad sunburn. But if it is significant burn, rinse it under cool water, not cold water, cool water, until the heat kind of dissipates out of it, and then cover it with a sterile, non-abrasive bandage or a clean cloth until you can get to a hospital or a burn unit to get it addressed.
Now, in terms of other types of burning, is there any open burning allowed in Stewart?
Yes, there is open burning allowed in Stewart. I would definitely stress size of the fire, obviously. Too big of a fire is definitely going to be frowned upon. Like small fire pits and stuff like that in the backyard, you know, during a grill out and stuff, that's all okay.
Now, in terms of other things that people should keep up on really throughout the year, should people be checking their smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms as we transition further into the summer?
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in checking them all the time. You know, it never hurts to be certain that they're working. You know, we go by a rule of thumb, change your batteries once a year, either during fire prevention week or, you know, right at the beginning of the year. So yeah, definitely. I check mine all the time just to make sure everything's, you know, all the batteries are staying good. They're still working properly. So yeah, definitely.
Now, in terms of people being outdoors and maybe they're camping, a lot of people like to enjoy either food made over the fire or, of course, the fan favorite s'mores. Now, in the event that someone does build a fire, such as a campfire, what should they do to make sure that that fire is completely out before they stop paying attention to it?
If they're going to smother it with water or if they're just going to let it smolder itself out, just a rule of thumb, if it's smoking, it's still hot, especially, you know, campfires and stuff when they're using logs, you know, logs hold a lot of heat. So even if there's no flame in there, those logs, they'll hold a lot of heat, but they'll also keep getting hotter and that'll eventually dry out the water that was put on there and then they can rekindle and start on fire again. So anytime I put mine out, I always make sure that it's done smoking and you know, I use another stick or something to kick the logs around, make sure there's no hot embers or any other hot spots in there.
And that was our conversation with Stewart Assistant Fire Chief Stephen Martinson. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We would like to thank Stephen for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.